This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us exactly what happened when Adam alaihi salam and Hawa ate from the tree. Now obviously, they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this was the first time that Adam alayhi salam had disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't know what sin was like. He didn't know what repentance was like. And Allah really tells us in the Qur'an about the beneficial aspects of Adam alayhi salam's making that mistake in his repentance. We don't have anything about what type of tree it was. It's insignificant if he ate from an apple tree or a fig tree or whatever it may be. Just that Adam alayhi salam ate from something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited him from eating from. And Adam alayhi salam felt this great sense of remorse, this great sense of regret. But one of the things that leads to regret and leads to remorse is this concept of hayat, this concept of shame. That you actually feel shameful when you commit that sin. And haya, having that shyness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is one of the greatest hindrances to disobeying Him. It stops you, it holds you. So even though you desire something, you hold yourself back and you say, well, I can't do this while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me with the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided for me, using the facilities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to me. It doesn't make any sense. And if you do fall into that sin, then immediately you're overtaken by that sense of shame, that shyness in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before anything else. Now Allah tells us in the Qur'an that when Adam alayhi salam ate from the tree, and when Hawa ate from the tree, بَدَتْ لَهُمَا سَوْآتُهُمَا, that their private parts were exposed. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's a beautiful hadith from Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that when Adam alayhi salam and Hawa ate from the tree, their private parts were exposed. And of course, this was the natural hayat that they had from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that modesty in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was compromised. So the hayat that they had amongst each other also was now to be compromised. So Adam alayhi salam went running and Hawa went running. They started to run away from that tree as their private parts were exposed. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you can imagine the scene, that as Adam alayhi salam is running, that the trees of Al-Jannah, the other trees of Al-Jannah, were grabbing him by his hair. And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Adam was a tall man, and that his hair was very thick, like a date palm tree. That's how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described the head of Adam alayhi salam. The trees were grabbing the hair of Adam alayhi salam. The stones were stopping him. You know, when you're running away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you start to trip over your own garments. That's the idea here. He's trying to run and run and run out of shame. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him as he's trying to run. And this is something really interesting here, because Adam alayhi salam is trying to cover his private parts, but there's symbolism here as well. As Allah says that he's trying to cover himself, min waraq al-jannah, he's trying to take the different leaves and the different parts of the trees of al-jannah to cover himself. And Adam alayhi salam is on this run. Allah says to him, Ya Adam, atafirru minni? O Adam, are you running away from me? Afiraran minni, Ya Adam? Do you really think you're going to run away from me, O Adam? Are you really trying to flee away from Ar-Rahman? Are you trying to flee away from the Most Merciful? And Allah is teaching Adam alayhi salam a lesson that would be relevant to all of his children, that when you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you don't run away from Him, you run to Him. So don't run away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Afiraran minni, Ya Adam? Are you really thinking to yourself, O Adam, that it's possible for you to run away from me? And Adam alayhi salam says, La ya Rabbi, no, O my Lord, lakinnani istahyaytu mink, but I was ashamed of you. I'm shy from you. I don't know how to explain myself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gathered Adam alayhi salam and Hawa and Eve, and He said to them, as He tells us in the Qur'an, أَلَمْ أَنْهَاكُمَا عَنْ تِلْكُمُ الشَّجَرَةِ, didn't I tell you, didn't I forbid you from eating from that tree? وَأَقُلْ لَكُمَا إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمَا عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ, and I told you that the shaytan is a clear enemy to you. So Allah didn't just tell you not to eat from the tree. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you that the shaytan is a clear enemy to you. So when the shaytan comes and he tries to decorate this tree for you and he tries to push you towards that disobedience, Allah says, I didn't just tell you to stay away. I gave you a reason. I warned you as well. And that's the case with us in this dunya as well, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not just tell us to stay away from certain things, but more often than not, Allah will give us the reasons, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell us that this is for our benefit. That Allah does not tell us to stay away from anything except that it's for our own good. And Allah does not tell us to do something except that it's for our own good in this dunya and in the akhirah, in this life and the hereafter. So Allah says, didn't I tell you not to eat from that tree? And I also told you that shaitan is to you a clear enemy. Now this conversation, as Allah is reminding Adam alayhi salam and Eve, that I told you, I warned you, this conversation is pretty much the conversation that every child of Adam will have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called an-najwa, the conversation between Allah and His servant, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings each of us forward, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us our sins, and we read our sins, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes them present right in front of us. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that we start to feel a great sense of shame, to a point that as we're reading these sins, we start to change colors, thinking that we're done. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stops us as we're reading those sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, didn't I tell you not to do this? Didn't I warn you of this? Didn't I tell you that this would be bad for you? And so on and so forth. But Allah also says, did you seek forgiveness for these sins? Did you seek forgiveness for what you've done? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that when we say yes, when the believer says yes, that he did repent for these things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts to convert them all into good deeds, and the person starts to light up with joy, right? Because he knows that he messed up, and this is the pure mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of these are not only being forgiven, but being turned into good deeds because of his istighfar, because of his repentance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells this person, he tells this servant that I concealed it for you in this dunya. I protected you from people knowing about it, from you being humiliated in this world as a result of those sins. And I have chosen to forgive you for those sins today.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I hope you enjoyed and benefited from this video. If you did, then please do share it. And if you'd like to follow the rest of the series, then please do click on the top box. And if you'd like to see all of the other episodes and the other videos we have to offer, then please click on the box under that. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel for more amazing content.